This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 361 for Monday, April 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are on the rise Monday morning in light of mixed support from comparable oils. The May canola contract advances $10.40 at $620.20 per ton, and the much more heavily traded July contract gains $9.90 at $632.90 per ton. Upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, plus those in European rapeseed, are lending support to canola. Chicago soy meal and Malaysian palm oil are relatively steady. Pressure on the oil seeds is coming from modest losses in global crude oil prices. The prairies are receiving rain over parts of the region today, with temperatures climbing to the mid to upper teens Celsius. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly report on Friday afternoon with very few changes from its March estimates. Despite sluggish canola exports, AAFC remained steadfast in its projection for 7 million tons. Some in the trade believe those exports might make 6 million tons at best by the end of July. The Canadian dollar is higher on Monday morning, with the loonie bumping up to 72.86 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 72.74. The United States Environmental Protection Agency will temporarily increase sales of higher ethanol blends of gasoline this summer. The measure will help avoid any supply disruptions. A report says China's soybean imports from the U.S. were 2.18 million tons in March, half of what they were a year ago. Meanwhile, China's soybean imports from Brazil rise 81% at 3.02 million tons. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange puts the Argentina corn harvest at 17% done, nudging up 2 points and far behind its average pace of 36% complete. The Argentina soybean harvest is at 14% finished, up 3 points on the week, but also well behind its 36% average. Off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday morning. The July contract gains 5 cents at $11.71 per bushel. July soy oil gains almost a half cent at 45.4 cents per pound. July soy meal slips 50 cents at $342.70 per short ton. Chicago corn is higher, with the July contract up 5.5 cents at $4.48 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, as the July contract adds 4.5 cents at $353.50. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago July advancing 20.5 cents at $5.87. Kansas City July jumps 18.5 cents at $6.01.50. And Minneapolis July climbs 9 cents at $6.61. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, April 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.